The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
It's 5 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, December 30th, 2022, the day before New Year's Eve. How do you like that? Happy New Year to you. From all of us here at the Power Hour and the Power Mall, Dave Prieger with you on the Power Hour. We've got a 15% off site-wide sale. It's our year-end sale at the Power Mall, and it's going to end tomorrow. And today, you can actually talk to live human beings if you want to call up and order. If you don't have internet, if you have internet, you can order tomorrow online. You can order today online. But if you want to talk to a human being and engage them to help you with your order, you can do that simply by calling 877-817-9829, and they will pick up and we'll get you handled. So now's the time to get the Nuke Protect, given the news that we've been talking about today. 844-769-2944 is our number to get in on the studio line and talk to us about all sorts of things. The moron... Here we have an issue with Southwest Airlines, and we'll get to that in a minute because there's more than meets the eye. It's not just the weather that's involved here. It's staffing shortages, and we'll talk about that in a second. Kind of concerns me, too. I'm a little perturbed because I'm a Rapid Rewards member, and I got a lot of air miles, and so does my wife. And we're sitting there going, man, if this airline's falling apart, and now the feds want to investigate it, this is getting crazy. But Senor Biden... The moron decided he was going to take a vacation and go down to the Caribbean. And, yeah, he's down at St. Croix in the Virgin Islands. That's where he is right now. And, of course, the staff had to fly the $1.7 trillion funding bill down to the Virgin Islands for him to sign so that he could continue his little vacay while we all sit there and worry about the national debt. And, of course, everybody's attacking him for it. Biden says the passage was proof that Republicans and Democrats could work together. Oh, yeah, there's so much pork floating around. It was like pigs at the trough, folks. Pigs at the trough. And we're not worried about illegal immigration. If you think nationalized health care, what do you think is going to happen when these illegal immigrants start taxing our services like our health care? Whoa. Health services? Oh, wait a minute. They're already doing that. They've been doing that for a long time. But now the illegal ones, not the ones that are illegal, that actually did everything they were supposed to do to become legitimate U.S. citizens. Now, it's not them. It's the illegal immigrants that snuck into this country that at some point in time are going to, if they're not already, testing the system in your locale. And that's going to create a lot of problems. They're already, in some areas of the country, displacing homeless people who are actually legitimate citizens from homeless shelters so they can move in. I mean, where's the equity and diversity in that? These people are hypocrites. Biden's DHS, by the way, has released nearly 1,400 illegal alien convicted criminals into the United States in less than 3 months. And this is another reason why people are stocking up on food, guns, and ammunition. Because you never know when one of these convicted rapists or murderers or assault and battery criminals are going to show up on your front door and exact whatever they got away with. I mean, there's even people coming to the border that their sentencing is pending and they're escaping the country they committed the crime in to come here because they know Biden will let them in. Biden does not care. Congress does not care unless they're, you know, all the NIMBYs, of course. For those of you who don't know what that acronym means, it means not in my backyard. We call them a NIMBY. These are the hypocrites that, you know, when you ship all the illegals up there or the ones that are convicted criminals and they come up and they kick their front door in. Now, all of a sudden, oh, well, we have to change the law because I just got attacked. Do you see when it happens to them, when it happens to the elite in this country, that's when things start to hit the fan. And not until they could care less about the rest of us. And what happens to us with these damn near 1,400 illegal alien convicted criminals entering into the country? So, you know, this is why you need to get a hold of your sheriff. I'm going to reiterate what Christina from Missouri was wanting Sheriff Mack more so on the program. And I'm just like, look, we got CSPOA.org, rather. I'm a member of it. I'm a member of the Florida Sheriff's Association. I'm trying to get on board with the Texas Sheriff's Association. I want to find out exactly, because, see, I figure that if you're going to walk in the door and have a conversation with your sheriff, maybe you should have that sticker on your rear window that's of your state sheriff's association that actually shows that you support them. Now, does it get you out of traffic tickets? You'd be surprised. You would be genuinely surprised when they see people that back the blue, what kind of preferential treatment you get. Now, don't say I'm not playing politics here, because I am. Because we have Florida Sheriff's Association stickers on our vehicles, and it's worked, because it sends a message to law enforcement that, hey, this guy backs the blue. And so be nice, because they're probably going to be nice to us. They're not going to sit here drunk and cuss us out and pull a gun or a stick on us and try and beat us if we come to the, you know, to their door to give them a ticket. So, you know, this is the thing about the sheriffs. You know, we really, I think if you join your own local sheriff's association, as well as CSPOA, it's $99 a year, by the way, to join CSPOA. All right. Just so you know. And it cost me to join Florida Sheriff's Association. They want donations. They are nonprofit. We donated when I was in leadership Northport down in Florida. We donated money to the police association in the city of Northport. And believe you me, with the crime that's going on there, they need it. They need all the support we can get. People actually, you know, have the audacity to go in and try and rob stores while the police are going in there and doing the Sheriff's Santa. You know those programs, you know, where all the cops come in and they're giving away toys to the underprivileged, and somebody has the audacity to come in and try to rob the store with 50 cops in there, all armed. So, you know, stupid is as stupid does. That's our other half of the people that are not paying attention to what's going on here. Just going on about our business. Hey, man, you want to go smoke some pot, man? No, Tommy, I don't. Oh, man, you got, hey, the man that looks like, it smells like Michoacan, man. Smells like Michoacan. Hey, we got to have the whole Cheech and Chong routine here if we're going to do this. I mean, you know, we got a little, have a little levity on the show. Since I do about 80 different character voices, you just never know when some of them are going to come out. Oh, no. Oh, what can I say? It's crazy. You want to hear something else? The Department of Justice is suing pharmaceutical giant AmerisourceBergen, accusing it of fueling the opioid crisis by allegedly failing to report suspicious orders of drugs for years. Duh. Now they're finally doing something about it? Gee, I wonder when they're going to stop this fentanyl problem. That's what I'd like to know. An Arizona recount, by the way, has revealed that Democrat Chris Mays beat Republican Aim Habedeh, but he only beat him by 280 votes out of the 2.5 million votes cast. The recent count shows that Habedeh cut into Mays's vote total by 200 votes after the November 8th election data showed that Mays led by about 511 votes. Now he's narrowed the margin to 280. Don't you think that's just a little suspicious? Yeah. And this is why Habedeh is joining Kerry Lake in taking his legal issues up the chain. Meanwhile, U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General Denise George is claiming banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase turned a blind eye to evidence of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking operation, according to a federal lawsuit filed this week. Upon information and belief, J.P. Morgan turned a blind eye to evidence of human trafficking over more than a decade because of Epstein's own financial footprint, according to the lawsuit. You see, Epstein was banking with J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, you got to ask yourself that question. Did Jamie Dimon ever visit his little compound? How many other Chase executives visited their little compound and got videotaped having sex with a minor so they can use it as blackmail? You see, that's how Jeffrey Epstein was making the world go round in his favor, was blackmailing people with videotape. And this is going to go public if you don't do what I tell you. Yeah. See, this is how they play the game. There's books out there on that, as a matter of fact. The Biden administration is not going to comply with House Republicans' outstanding oversight requests until after Congress gets sworn in. Of course, you know, all the current House Republicans are, whether they're leaders of the oversight committee or not, they're sending in requests wanting information on the laptop from hell and everything else. And the White House is basically going, up yours. Here, watch my video. There you go. That's what they're doing. White House is doing that to a lot of people. They don't even need Karine Jean-Pierre to do that. Meanwhile, the pro-trans organization called the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, or GILSEN, they are pushing for trans and non-binary inclusive math curriculums that advance gender ideology. Now, how does that work? What are they going to ask in school, in math class? All right. What are two drag queens plus two drag queens? And if you say five drag queens, you might be right, because they never can figure out whether they're boy or girl. General Motors, you know, Government Motors, remember them? Donated to an LGBT organization that supplies kindergarten and elementary classrooms with pro-transgender children's book. That's one of the reasons I don't own a Chevy or any other GM product. Yeah. And the World Boxing Council has announced a new category for transgender boxers to ensure the safety of competitors. That's right. The new rules will go into effect next year. They're meant to make sure that female boxers are safe. And they want to make sure that the dangers of a man fighting a woman will never happen. So they're going to have a new category, and that's for all those women who go out there and have their breasts lopped off. Well, they get to fight other women who have had their breasts lopped off rather than a man. So you see, that's how the World Boxing Council, the WBC, is accommodating. Oh, my God, this is just getting ridiculous. Esther in Washington, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, and it's going to be a good year next year, 23. We're gonna have so much to talk about, but like Weird Al Yankovic said, be the climate, not the weather.
And, there you go.
Yeah, I wish you could get him on. That would be great. He's great.
Weird Al, well, all right.
Yeah, and you've done such a good job this last year. I mean, you've just kept this growing and flowing and just making it, oh my goodness, you've just done a really good job. So,
well, I appreciate
thank you for that.
Well, thank you for listening.
Okay, yesterday I'm so glad that you have your program on repeat during the day, because I was very, very busy in the morning. And so I caught part of your speech with, well, your discussion with Harold. What's his last name again, and could you spell it?
It's Kautz, K-A-U-T-Z.
K-A-U-T-Z. Okay, good.
Yeah, Kautz, yeah. Harold Kautz, H-A-R-A-L-D. Harold Kautz.
Well, does he have a website?
He does, and what I need to do here is to go back into my inbox and look at what happened yesterday here. Hang on, be patient here. I'm looking through everything and see what I got. Here we go. Harold Kautz has www.timeloopsolution.com. Time Loop, L-O-O-P, solution.com. And he also has Aquarius, that's like the zodiac sign, dash technologies, plural, IES, dot DE, as in David Edward, dot DE, /EN, as in Nancy, Edward Nancy.
N. Okay, good.
Yep. Those are his websites.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And also, too, does the Power Hour, do they have transcripts of your programs available?
We haven't gotten to that aspect yet where we're actually providing written transcripts. It's kind of hard to do that because we literally would have to have multiple programs going to be able to record the transcripts. And the way that, you know, Siri and other people are behaving, these days. It's you know what a mess it is when you try to message somebody using that platform and they screw up all the words. So I have a feeling that they haven't come up with a program yet that's given us that option. So we're kind of holding okay. that in abeyance. Good suggestion, but we haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, I tried to do some shorthand while he was talking, and I got blown away yesterday. There were so many questions answered by this man, and I called my two older sons and gave them the information to listen to the Power Hour for yesterday, and I'm just amazed at what he said. It just fit everything together. It's just amazing.
Well, it's the first time I've actually, Esther, had a chance to ask anybody about Morgellons, because I've heard so many people, you're just dreaming. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't have a problem. And now he's telling me that it's generated by the government, and certain people are more susceptible to it than others. And it's basically screwing with your internal system. I was about as blown away with a lot of this stuff as you were.
Well, when he mentioned the Morgellon mushroom and then started connecting it all together, I stopped writing because I had to listen really carefully, and I thought, oh my God, I need a transcript of this. Okay.
Good thing we have it in archive.
So good.
Yeah, we have it in archive, so they can listen over and over.
Yeah, the next time I kill a spider, I'm just going to tell it, sorry, you have to go, because insects are 80% human. That's amazing. Okay, I have two jokes for you.
Okay.
Okay, so Biden is such a consummate liar, he has to have someone else call his dog.
Okay.
Okay. So
I got the first
knock,
one.
Knock.
What's the second one? Okay, who's
knock,
there?
Knock. Biden.
Biden who?
Exactly.
Exactly. Got it.
Biden who? Like, who's Biden?
Yep.
Literally,
yep.
Who's that man?
It's the same thing as
Biden
Fetterman,
who?
which is why I said Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer.
Exactly.
All right. I appreciate
that.
Well,
have a happy new year.
I will do that.
You
do the same. Yep. You
all
bet.
Right,
thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye. Brady in Vegas, how you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Happy New Year, Dave.
Same to you, sir. Good to see you on the program here. What's going on?
I heard your Harold Coach yesterday. That is probably the best ever interview I have ever heard in my life, and I've been listening to thousands of interviews regarding to the real origin. And when he brought up the black goo, my God. And the Morgellons, but what was really, he was equating it to what was in the Bible and how they spiritually, the scientists Fauci and Daszak, what they did is they replaced the God gene with basically the Luciferian gene. And that black goo that he's talking about is purely evil, I think. And also, he knows that they're working with the genetics and with the genetics of Nimrod from the Vatican. I mean, we don't have enough time to go into this, but they're trying to get that genetics in the mRNA into the humans, which they did. You know, we got probably 20 million people worldwide dead right now from this. We have 2 million people in the United States that are on disability now from the death jab. So
I think that figure's higher, Brady. I really think that figure's much higher.
Way higher. We're getting 1/10. And then you talked about, I'm here in Vegas right now in the airport. It is just a mess. Why are all these planes? Why can't we get all these planes in here? And it's very simple. None of the pilots can pass the EKG exam that allows them to fly an airplane. They all got problems from the jab and they're dying. Same thing with the military doctors. They're wondering why none of these people are showing up. It's because they're sick from the jab. The only ones that show up with these doctors now are the unjabbed. And one quick thing they tried to pass yesterday, really sneaky, that the House, the representatives there in Congress, that Electoral Count Act that they're trying to put in, is another thing restricting the vote, just like what they did to Kerry Lake in Arizona. What a complete sham. I watched that whole 2 days of testimony. I've never seen so much evidence in a fraud case in my life. And they said, oh, there's no fraud here. Go on your way. And by the way, we're going to sue you for the lawyer's fees for our defense. It's pretty bad what they're doing. I'll make it really quick, though. This act that they're trying to do is, if there's a question at the end of the legality of the votes, it goes to the popular vote. And that's the way it's going to be certified? Whoa, what a sham.
Yep,
the elections in this country are not run by a popular vote. Otherwise, we'd have Hillary Clinton in power right now.
Okay? Oh, God forbid. God forbid.
So that's what they're trying to do. And they're also trying to do the vice president basically is only there for a clerical secretary. He has no rights to stop any election or stand up for, like, what Mike Pence should have done with Trump. He's basically, he was the scapegoat of that Democrat Party. He had the chance of stopping that on January 6th and just say, hey, let's take a couple days and look at just say Arizona. We'll just take one state and we'll see if there's any fraud in one state. And they decided, no, we're not going to do that. And, you know, we're dealing with not the Democrat Party. We're dealing with the Illuminati, the World Bank, the Rothschilds, and they are trying to kill us, white Christians of America. We are the last ones in line to stop this regime from taking over the world.
Well, the bigger problem we have is the multiculturalism that's going on right now. That's going to be our bigger problem in the future. The country is not prepared to deal with this. They've decimated our military. They've decimated our police force. Now they've decimated our airlines. And, I mean, everything you've said so far, you're hitting the nail on the head, Brady. We appreciate your call. Happy New Year to you. I got to jump. I got Victor in Michigan holding. Victor, go ahead. You got about a minute.
Oh, I need more than a minute.
You want to hold on?
I need more than a minute.
You want to hold on after the break? All right. Sounds like a winner. I got a couple other things I want to get to before we go to the bottom of the hour break. You remember the GOP Congressman George Santos that got elected? Now, you know, he's all of a sudden said, well, I kind of lied about my personal and professional history. Now the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District in New York has confirmed that an investigation has been launched in the soon to be junior congressman, according to NBC News. And of course, it's in its early stages. And he said that, you know, attending different universities and all of his background experience, apparently was all fabricated. And people elected him based on what he told them. So it was a lie. So what else is new? What else is going on in Congress that isn't the truth either? Tesla stock, by the way, is headed for its biggest ever annual decline. Thank God I'm out of that. And, you know, it's really sad about the electric vehicle because it's really funny when you look at the science and technology. You got all of these electric vehicles in New York City that don't run. In fact, they only lasted 4 hours in the cold. We're talking garbage trucks that have to be out there. They're not even powerful enough to plow snow. This pipe dream of converting New York City's 6,000 garbage trucks from gas to electric is a big waste of money because they can't last more than 4 hours in the cold and they break down. This is just insane. All right, we're at the break. We're going to be back after the bottom of the hour messages. Stay with us.
877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Happy New Year from the
power
tower.
Power to the people.
We're rocking and rolling
power
again.
To the people.
34 minutes after the hour of 12 Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And you know, we're just now starting to figure out what's going on. Southwest Airlines apparently is taking more than, and Brady brought this up from Vegas about the federal probes. Well, now apparently, you know, Buttigieg got on there and said, oh yeah, Christmas season's going to be fine. He lied. It didn't. I mean, they had luggage stack up. They had passengers stack up. Nothing happened. I mean, everybody else is flying and Southwest says, no, we're not flying. And everybody says, you know, Southwest was doing so well. The problem is difficulty locating flight personnel and pairing them with aircraft. Airport photos posted online show Southwest planes lined up on the tarmac sitting empty while the competitors are flying all over the place. It became so bad, now two federal investigations are planned. And the airline said it hoped to resume to normal operations today. One flight attendant says, we don't have any idea how this fire is going to be contained. It's too big. It's gone too far. Other employees are complaining they haven't had a raise in 10 years. Gee, here, I thought Southwest Airlines was the airline to work for. Goldman Sachs, meanwhile, their CEO is preparing for more job cuts in the near future, saying that it's going to slow the economy down and you're going to see it elsewhere. Yep, but Goldman Sachs, year-end note to employees, guess what? You're going to be out of a job soon. You got to hate that. Victor in Michigan, now we got a minute to talk. What's going on?
Hey there, brother.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, likewise. In fact, that Power to the People song tweaked my memory. Lennon did one by the title, Nobody Told Me There'd Be Days Like These, Strange Days Indeed. I don't know if that's a lyric. That could be the title. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome, describing what's going on, superficially, of course. And then he did one. Remember the Christmas song, War Is Over If You Want It Now.
I remember that.
So if people want, and when I played sports, my coaches always said, look, if you want victory bad enough, you're going to work your butts off to achieve it. Practice makes perfect, right? Yep. Except within the realm of organized modern genocide. All right.
That's a lot of science.
So this guy, Harald, you say Kautz. Harold, I say Harald.
Harald Kautz.
Kautz.
Yeah.
His surname is Vella. V is
yes.
Vicky Edward Larry Larry Axe.
Yep. Kautz Vella.
Now, this have you ever heard of CRISPR-Cas9 genetic editing technology?
Yes.
CRISPR-Cas9. Okay. In 2019, on National Propaganda National Pharisite Propaganda Radio, at Vanderbilt University, I can't remember, the guy's voice was almost identical to Harald's voice. And this is the chieftain operative at Vanderbilt. And the interview pertained to one, what's her name? Victoria Gray. Was it Victoria Gray? She was a sickle cell anemia patient. And he described the process with CRISPR-Cas9. And it was highly, highly, highly touted. It was going to save her life, although it was experimental. And the preliminary protocol is massive doses of pharmaceuticidal chemicide poison to totally wipe out the immune function. So when I checked on that a year later, it was difficult to find any articles. I ultimately found one. She's dead. CRISPR-Cas9 and modern pharmaceutical medicine protocols ended her life. She was like 32 years young. Okay?
Now, that's sad.
Here's what I want your audience to do, and you as well. There is a superstellar documentary on BitChute, of course, by the title Hacking the Human Mind by Manipulating The DNA with mRNA. It's a long title. Probably all you need is hacking the human mind via DNA. Manipulating DNA with mRNA. Harald Kaltsevelle and others are prominent. These are all scientists, okay? CRISPR-Cas9, the woman, I forgot her name, Sky News, she does a very succinct revelation, revelatory briefing on CRISPR-Cas9. It'll blow your brain cells apart. But this guy, Vella, at the 11-minute mark through the, I think it's 22-minute mark, you're going to hear, that's why I elucidated what I did yesterday. I invited him to expound upon what he jubilantly revealed in that segment, in that documentary, Hacking the Human Mind, Manipulating DNA with mRNA. Okay, he jubilantly describes terahertz frequency technology,
right,
that interfaces and takes control of the nuclear DNA activity and the mitochondria DNA activity to the extent that it causes the DNA base pairs. He says that every DNA base pair has a specific resonant terahertz frequency. And once you have that locked in, you can do whatever you want with that DNA, okay?
That's pretty scary, Victor.
He didn't say anything about that, nor did... Oh, and then he says, in that same segment, he described 200 scientists over here, 200 scientists that are organized as a group to oppose AI R&D. And here's what he said. Well, they were assassinated. They were murdered. And he's speaking jubilantly. They were murdered with HARP technology. HARP.
We got that.
And he clearly describes it. He totally ignored that invitation yesterday. Totally. He went into some superficial BS explanation. Okay?
Right. Well, I tell you what, I've got this written down, Hacking the Human Mind by Manipulating DNA with mRNA, CRISPR-9 Technology on BitChute. We'll go look that up, and I'm going to have our producers post that on our email blast, since you made a point of it, because I think before we continue this discussion, I want to make sure that people have had a chance to watch that video so that they know exactly what's going on and can relate when you when we speak again. So I beg to, hold off on the rest of our conversation at the moment. We want to get through as much of this as possible, and we've got calls that are stacking up here. So I appreciate your call, Victor. I'm blown away because everybody is doing the research, doing the homework. We got the smartest listeners on this show, and we want you to stay healthy. It's why we got the Power Mall. Japanese oncologists, as a matter of fact, have used artificial DNA in a whole new way to naturally kill cancer cells by helping the immune system identify them. This is just now coming out. It's a world's first. They're using artificial DNA to kill cancer cells. See, here we're screwing with the human genome again. I talked to somebody yesterday from San Antonio that said she cured cancer herself, and she's in her 90s. Yeah. Twitter CEO Elon Musk said in a tweet Wednesday he's enacting a new Twitter policy related to posts on the platform about science. The new Twitter policy is to follow the science, which necessarily includes reasoned questioning of it. So see now, no, even though they haven't released details of the plan, anybody who says questioning them is questioning science itself cannot be regarded as a scientist. In other words, anybody who comes in and calls you a racist or calls you, like what Fauci did, You challenge me, you're challenging science because I'm science. Fauci's a narcissist. I think we can all agree to that. Yeah, they had a Slack channel, according to Musk, that unironically called itself the Fauci fan club, according to what Musk said. Kevin in Ohio, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year to you too, sir.
Thank you. Did you know that in the whole history of the United States, there's only been two journalists that have been imprisoned for writing an article about judges in all our history? And one of them was Ben Franklin's grandson. Hmm. And they held him in prison until he died for writing an article over 200 years ago. And the other person is Hal Turner. Hal Turner was a member of the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, and he worked overseas. He had OCONUS clearance. And he wrote an article back in 2009 about a decision made in Illinois by Supreme Court justices, three of them. And he went to prison for 3 years. He was in prison for 33 months at the American Gitmo in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was in the cell of Timothy McVeigh. So he put his butt on the same toilet as Timothy McVeigh before he died.
Before they juiced him, yeah.
Yeah. So Hal Turner is very credible. And he got flipped by the feds. He was doing underground work with a radio broadcast in the early 2000s looking for skinheads and white supremacists, of which he never found one of them, ever. And he's very credible. I just wanted to put that out. People are doing something at night, 9 o'clock. Listen to Hal, because he is a no frills. Even his radio broadcast, he sells nothing or anything. He just, just supporters. So he's very credible. And maybe sometime you'll talk to him, Dave.
Never know. It'd be a real treat because, we have a lot of questions. there's so many questions of things that have happened in here, and people are looking back at history going, oh, I just don't believe that story. It just sounds too far-fetched, like this BitChute video that was out there about Nancy Pelosi. The real Nancy Pelosi has been executed at Gitmo. Caca to that. That did not happen. Whoever put that out is a real pendejo. You know what I mean? I'll put this on the list for Hal Turner again. That's times two. Because we've had, so you must have been listening in our last hour when somebody brought it up. So we appreciate that. And the Happy New Year to you, sir. I hope everything in your family is peaceful.
Oh, thank you. He never does radio or interviews, but maybe he'd make a difference for you.
Never know. He might. He might make an exception for this show. I know that the FBI, they're all habitual liars, and it's just something that we have to you're not going to get past it. There's just no way. I mean, the lie's a lie, and this is it. You had Jim Baker running Twitter. Everything got basically raked over the coals and censored. Nobody got the word out that was really going on with Laptop from Hell. All that's going to come out in the next session. What good it'll do, I don't know. It's more tit for tat arguing and finger pointing. I think we're all tired and frustrated from hearing that. But yet they're going to parade all these people on TV, and the White House is going to fight them. And it's going to get crazy. Welcome to Lame Duck. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much for your support this year and everything that you're doing for us here at the Power Hour. Well, euthanasia appears to be the new buzzword, the right to be murdered. Yep. A paraplegic former Canadian military member testified in Canadian Parliament that a Veterans Affairs Canada caseworker offered her the opportunity for a medically assisted death after she complained about delays having a wheelchair lift installed in her home. Seriously, if you're poor or disabled or you have PTSD, in Belgium, a 23-year-old woman was euthanized on the grounds of PTSD. her neurologist tried to fight for her and said, no, we can fix this. But her mother goes, oh, no, let her go. In some countries, it's legal to euthanize kids. In U.S., a well-funded nonprofit called Death with Dignity has been marketing assisted suicide and pushing for state legislation to make medical suicide easy and accessible to all, and pressuring physicians to go along with it. Well, you know what the Bible says about it. Don't want to go there. Or as Dr. Evil would say, don't go there, girlfriend. Talk to the hand, the face to want to hear it. Yeah. That's from Austin Powers, by the way. And after one class of fire retardants was banned, another equally dangerous class was added to consumer products, both associated with reduction in IQ as well as fertility issues and a potential increased risk of diabetes. One research team refers to it as a regrettable substitution, calling for safety evaluation of chemicals based on class. Fire retardants, which are regulated, are found in car seats, infant mattresses, and fabric blinds. Yet the EPA phased out one class due to evidence of liver, thyroid, and neurodevelopmental toxicity in children. Well, I got a question. Where were they when it came to stopping this EUA of all these vaccines? Here they're sitting there banning fire retardants when it's killing and putting all these kids, sterilizing them, causing women to have postmenopausal issues. Yeah. And stillborns. Wow. Yet here, because of fire retardants, I wonder how many people got killed as a result of that. Hypocrites. And of course, they're saying you could help reduce your exposure by washing your hands before eating, using a vacuum with a HEPA filter, dusting with a damp cloth, and seeking products without flame retardants. Duh. Wow. The nerve. EPA, FDA, I don't care which acronym it is, they can't be trusted. And of course, in some cases, the FDA is issued a new report suggesting misuse of certain antibiotic drugs is widespread in the livestock industry. In fact, several big-name retailers and restaurants may be contributing to the problem. The FDA report is revealing increased sales of antibiotics for use in livestock. Well, just remember that this stuff passes to humans when they eat it. So you want to buy antibiotic-free, grass-fed meat. If you can grow your own, do that. I know there was a reason why I wanted more acreage. The abuse of the antibiotics by the livestock industry is more pertinent in the production of chicken, pork, and beef. So the study we are providing to you is on the email blast. It's quite lengthy. And above all disease-related causes of death, cancer ranks number one. Of every 285 kids in the U.S., one gets a cancer diagnosis before their 20th birthday. Every year, cancer claims the lives of one in eight children. That study is also part of the email blast you're going to be getting. And also, if you drink hibiscus tea, that may actually help combat Alzheimer's, according to a new study. That's also included. MSM admits chemtrail terraforming is happening right now to fight climate change. Wow. Did we not know this? Make sunsets. They really want to dim our atmosphere. The Dallas Fed Energy Survey shows growing pessimism. Gee, I wonder why. They interviewed executives from 152 energy firms earlier this month. On average, most said they expected West Texas Intermediate, the U.S. benchmark price of oil, to average $84 a barrel by year-end next year. That's a geopolitical risk premium emanating from the war in Ukraine, which is helping to push the WTI to the high point of 122.11 per barrel. Though concerns about a global recession and market adjustments to buffer against the sidelining of Russian oil have since pulled the price lower. I've also done a little bit of research into winter greenhouse care, which lets you know how to grow fresh food all year round. But there are five tips for winter greenhouse care to avoid disaster. And if you have a greenhouse, whether a veteran or just a beginner, there's five tips we're including in our email blast for you to look at. Natural or nutritional yeast is a, we've got an article in there about the reasons to add it to your pantry if you are a prepper. Yep. You can sprinkle it on salads and potatoes, add it to soup, sauces, and smoothies, mix it in with mashed and fried potatoes, stir it into scrambled eggs, apply liberally to popcorn. Yep. Only limit is your palate and your imagination. There is a new coronavirus subvariant XBB now widespread in New England. Oh, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yep. It accounts for more than 50% of all cases in New England. And why do you want to make a, you know what they're not talking about is who got jabbed and who's got it. Who got the jab and now who has XBB? That's what they're not talking about. The subvariants are a serious threat to boosters and knockout antibody treatments, according to a study. That's also part of the email blast. Representative Katie Porter, as a matter of fact, accused one of her wounded warrior fellows of not living up to her standards to prevent getting COVID. Sasha Georgiadis is a U.S. Navy veteran who joined Porter's office in the fall of 2020. Her fellowship was set to end in August. She was fired because she failed to follow office protocols on coronavirus. And that's why Democratic Rep. Katie Porter of California got it, got COVID, and is blaming her for it. We also have a long COVID study for contributors and the possible root cause. Spike protein can exist in immune cells of long COVID patients for up to 15 months after infection. And for those of you who missed it, Amazon is going to be delivering your merchandise via drones if you're in Texas and California. Pele has passed away at age 82, soccer's mighty soccer guy. Phil Cosby says he's planning a comeback tour in next year. Oh, my. And Satan Con announces 2023 plans for Boston. Maybe we can have the witch trials again next year. Who knows? Wow. This is just getting crazier by the minute. Hopefully you are going to have a wonderful, safe, and happy new year. And, you know, just ignore the bad stuff. Have a good time. Moderation, folks. And we'll see you on the other side at 7 a.m. Central Time on January 2nd. Dave Krieger saying God bless you and God bless the United States of America. What's left of it. See you Monday morning.
Great I am, he is Yahweh, the Lord of all, he is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, he is Yahweh, righteous son, he is Yahweh, the three in one, he is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.